River, a major corridor for trucks that run through Seattle up to Canada, now out of commission. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just one of the many things that we're going to talk about here in this hour of America Tonight. Quickly, nobody was hurt when the bridge collapsed. Three people ultimately were sent to the hospital. But it looks as though, according to one of the listeners of America Tonight that called in, they said they're reporting up there that the bridge collapse might have been caused by a truck that was over the height and pulled the beam with it as it went across, sending cars hurling into the water with people inside. Can you imagine how frightening that would have been? The IRS official in charge of the center that targeted Tea Party groups and other conservative groups who were looking for tax-exempt status is now on our payroll. That's right, Lois Lerner, who refused to testify just the other day on her role in the agency scandal, wouldn't resign when the acting commish asked her to step aside. So guess what? They say they had no choice but to put her on leave, and they're paying her. Let's hope we get to the bottom of this one. We won't even get into the Associated Press and poring over the records and whether or not the Department of Justice, somebody there is going to answer for that. Let's hope. The president ordered the Justice Department to review the AP phone records that were seized after a Fox News story broke talking about the fact that their records were also seized. We live in a pretty aggressive world right now when it comes to the government, don't we? All right, speaking of being aggressive, the president thinks he was being aggressive by getting in front of the drone issue and Guantanamo. He defended the drone program, and he pushed to close Guantanamo, saying we would bring the detainees here to our soil, and we would put them through the military process here. We would find the place to do that, transfer them. And now the Department of the Defense Department, rather, is officially looking for a site to hold the commissions. So this is already in the works. He talked about drone strikes and said the strikes will only be authorized against terrorists who pose a continuing and imminent threat to Americans and when there is a near certainty that people won't be killed or hurt. That he's open to any kind of proposals for congressional oversight. So it was interesting, a speech that the Prez decided he was going to give outlining our future when it comes to national security or where it supposedly is headed. He spoke in some detail about his effort to close Guantanamo Bay. That seemed to be a big part of it, along with the drones and how we were targeting Al-Qaeda and anybody connected to Al-Qaeda. He held this speech on counterterrorism policy at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. So there was reaction from the Republican side of the aisle. John McCain threw in his two cents on Gitmo and Al-Qaeda, as did Senator Saxby Chambliss. Take a listen.
On the issue of Guantanamo Bay, we pledged to work with the president, but this time we hope that there is a coherent plan to somehow argue that Al-Qaeda is, quote, on the run. It comes from a degree of unreality that, to me, is really incredible.
To open the book, so to speak, on the drone program, I think does not make America a safer place in which to live.
All right. Are we safer or not here in America these days? That's a question we can't answer in five shows, and we have 4 hours, remember. Coming up on the show, we're going to check in with movies, but before we do that, lots of things flying around about the White House's role and the IRS and stepping in. John Boehner went suddenly silent, and then he decided that he was going to throw in his two cents about the dreaded three letters.
Despite first claiming to be blindsided by all of it, we now know that his deputy chief of staff was even involved in the planning of the announcement. Drip, drip, drip. Every day there's something new.
Boy, isn't that true. Every day there is something new. Speaking of something new, it'd be nice to get to the bottom of the problems the military is having when it comes to sexual assault and harassment and issues connected to it. Senator Susan Collins talked about how shocking it is that it's just so widespread across all branches of the military.
This epidemic is the crisis. It is important that we have as many people involved in fixing this problem.
Yeah, but right now the problem is these stories are starting to eke out, and they're crazy stories that you have to remember. There's so many people that are part of the military and serve in all these different branches. I use this word, and it's the best way to describe it. I mean, look, it's like a microcosm of what we have in society. So now you have the women in combat. You talk about the cadets at West Point, which I think is the most horrific thing. You have the guy in charge of teaching the cadets, so you kill yourself to get into West Point, and then you have to deal with this guy videotaping women who were just getting dressed, putting on their uniform for, you know, 4 years. He did that. Now he's been caught. But you can imagine when people start to do the math, they realize, oh, yeah, I was there during that time, and that guy should have the book thrown at him, which he will be. He's going to face all kinds of charges. So I think the answer to that question is I hope he enjoyed his peep show because it's well over. But it's sad that people who jump through the kind of hoops that you are required to jump through when you go to West Point, frankly, they had to be subjected to that. Where, how do we have these trainers that are in these roles that are using that power, I guess, to abuse, to either harass or assault or whatever it might be? And there's so many good people in the military. It's a shame because you hate to label it and tarnish the image because of the soldiers who give and give and give and give. And I think, in my opinion, often get so little back. But, you know, that's what happens. You get these black eyes, and this is a very, very big one. You know, from the top on down, Chuck Hagel needs to get a handle on this. This has to be on the top of his list, along with everything else. If I were to make a top five list for him, I would put it right there at number two. Clean that up, figure it out, get people in positions where they can turn the narrative around and get rid of all of the dead wood that is part of any of these scandals, for sure. I think it's time for a movie break. If you go to the movies this weekend, send us your cheap review. If we like it, we'll air it during our mailbag segment, and you'll win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Grab your popcorn, hang through. Movie talk next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without showing.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. A spoof of all the found footage documentary-style films released in recent years, A Haunted House is a horror comedy starring Marlon Wayans. The Impossible is an account of a family caught with tens of thousands of strangers in the mayhem of one of the worst natural disasters of our time, the tsunami in Indonesia and Thailand 8 years ago. Directed by Juan Antonio Boyona and stars Ewan McGregor and Naomi Watts. A salesman for a natural gas company experiences some life-changing events after arriving in a small town where his company wants to tap into the available resources. Matt Damon stars in The Promised Land. A poor boy of unknown origins is rescued from poverty and taken in by the Earnshaw family, where he develops an intense relationship with his young foster sister. Based on the classic novel by Emily Bronte, Wuthering Heights stars Kaya Scodelario. This week's cult classic is one of the very first sci-fi cult classic movies, though with an 80s synth-pop twist. Giorgio Moroder presents Metropolis. Using a restored print of the 1927 Fritz Lang classic of a futuristic city sharply divided between the working class and the city planners. This version of the original German release of the film includes the 24 minutes cut from the 1927 US release. Moroder gathered a killer musical cast: Freddie Mercury, Pat Benatar, Bonnie Tyler, Loverboy, and Adam Ant, just to name a few. Recently re-released DVD and Blu-ray, it's worth looking for. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic, right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Thanks, Jack. Great job. We move on to the big screen this weekend. Boy, Fast and Furious. People just can't get enough of this. You know that they have an audience if they're making six of them, and that's what we're up to. Check it out.
This is what 100 million buys, huh? It wasn't that hard to find you, Toretto.
Wasn't hiding.
Last week, a team of highly coordinated drivers took down an entire military convoy. Going to help me catch a team responsible.
And why is that?
I've been chasing this crew across 12 countries. This was taken a week ago.
It's impossible.
I need your help, Dom. I need your team.
You got the best crew in the world standing right in front of you. Give them a reason to stay.
Our target's Owen Shaw. For years, they've been running jobs in Europe. But their most recent jobs graduated them to a whole new level.
You get us close to Letty and we'll get you Shaw. And you give us full pardons all the way around.
That's the deal. Take it or leave it. Ride or die.
We're not dealing with cops, but drug dealers. I've never seen this before. It's a code you live by. It makes you predictable. I can reach out and break you whenever I want.
You believe in ghosts?
Maybe the lady we once knew is gone.
You don't turn your back on them. Even when they do.
They got a tank.
Damn.
We talk of vehicular warfare.
This is not what we do.
Fast and Furious, they're on the run, as usual. You heard the $100 million. That's a big part of this one. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Dwayne Johnson, and the rest of the cast. We move from Fast and Furious, which will probably have an audience, and I think it's going to do okay at the box office, to the one everybody's waiting for, Hangover 3.
My God, it's got the voice of an angel.
It's breathtaking.
I told myself I would never come back.
Don't worry, it all ends tonight.
Someone needs to burn this place to the ground.
Ooh, I like that. Can you remember me? I'm the one that picked the object. Zach, can you remember me? Pick the object.
We've been on a lot of adventures together, but it seems like you haven't learned anything. Anything. I'll be in the limo.
My name's Alan, and I fought a giraffe! Oh, my life is great!
get the message. Boys being boys. Epic! Here's one that I think some of you may end up going to. Check it out.
They're out there, all around us, watching over us, protecting us. Isn't that cool?
How come I've never seen this?
Just because you haven't seen something doesn't mean it's not there.
Dad!
What's going on, baby girl?
Talking snails.
Actually, I'm a slug. No shell over here, baby.
Who are you people?
We are the Leafmen, protectors of the forest.
I'm not from this world.
What happened? You got shrunk?
Yes!
Seriously?
It's been a weird day for everybody.
Ow!
You're here for a reason. Sometimes the connections aren't clear.
I am going to destroy the forest.
If our world dies, your world will die too.
Come on, you're with us now.
The forest belongs to the darkness.
You'll have to get through us first.
Other way! When you're pulling on my brain, I defined my daughter.
I'm here. Don't stop looking. Ozzy, no kisses.
You just can't stop the rot.
Ugly says what?
What?
Nothing.
All right, so that's the ongoing battle, good and evil, and this is a cartoon. It's 1 hour, 42 minutes. I say cartoon. It's an animated feature that you take kids to. Amanda Siegfried's in it, Colin Farrell, rather, and Beyonce, as I said, their voices are the characters' voices. Because it's a short movie, as it always is for children, and they've waited for this one for a while. I've seen little clips of it. Probably does okay. And this is summertime, so school almost out or out. And filling that void and going to the movies is the time when you take the kids. If you go check out a movie, let us know and send us a cheap movie review. Who knows? You could win a copy of my book. If we read it on the air, you got it.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Coming up, we're going to check those emails each and every day. You guys peg the meter. I have to go through and clean it out. You force me to be clean with the emails, otherwise it would just shut the whole thing down. Hey, understand that Mark is with us to give us an idea of what's really going on. He's in Aberdeen, one of our affiliates, our great affiliates up there. And the pronunciation of the bridge, is it Skagit? Is it Skagit? Somebody said Skagit to me. All right, Mark, fill us in. What's happening up there?
It's Skagit as a J, but it's spelled with a G. Skagit.
Skagit, thank you.
Yes, now, before I tell you what I think brought the bridge down, because our local news is saying it, you said a jury of your peers could be a bad thing, not if you're OJ.
Boy, that's true. And you know who messed up there? Marcia Clark, because she thought she should move where it was going to be originally. Was in the Brentwood area, but she didn't like that, so she moved. She wanted it moved, and she got her wish.
By the way, you hear OJ's getting married again?
Is it to the woman that he was dating before he went into prison?
No, he wants to take another stab at it.
Okay,
here's what our local news is saying. I'm sorry. Here's what our local news is saying. And I don't think you're going to get this nationally yet. Apparently, an oversized, overweight truck that was too high smashed into the beam and then moved on down the road and pulled over. And while they were attending to their business, they had no idea that in behind them, the bridge was slowly buckling.
So they pulled it down.
And if you look at the picture, you'll notice it's buckled in the middle. And I think the Minnesota Bridge and those that come off their supports, they tend to look like they came off the support. And this one looks buckled in the middle. And so I was, you know, baffled by that. I went, wow, that's kind of weird. The bridge was inspected on November the 29th, and it passed with a decent rating. So built in 1955.
Wow, 1955, yeah. Yeah, but it had a decent rating, but it still wasn't at the top. It was like 50-something. Wasn't it like 52-something out of 100? But that's about...
61. I don't know how they rate all that stuff. But you know, I'll tell you what, I also heard this, that if you have an overhead truck, your insurance company's top pay. So that company is in big trouble.
Oh, because they have to pick it up, huh? Ooh, that's a lawsuit.
That's a level of negligence that's just beyond the pale, because how can you have your truck be overhyped when it's very common knowledge that there's, you know, you should have a thing like at the exit at your truck site that is a beam crossing over. So if it's too high, it knocks the beam off. Then you'll know. It's something simple.
And it's not funny because all those people get dragged into the water and could have been killed. Yeah. I don't care if it was 3 people or 10 people or however many. It's not good.
Now, they're also lowering the dam down below in order to make the water shallower. And from all the photographs on the news, it really doesn't look like possible that no one died. It looks like there was 2 cars and they were contained. One of them could have floated free, but no signs of any death, and all the rescues, they've been okay.
So, yeah, that's good. Thanks for updating us. Skagit.
Yep.
Skagit. I love it. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, that's a good update. That makes sense. He's right. I was looking at pictures of the bridge and overheightened. You know, have you ever been places? I'm sure when a lot of people that are listening to America Tonight, either you have been truckers in the past, you know truckers, granddaughter of a trucker. My grandfather, he used to work for Owens Corning. And anyway, he... drove from end to end, you know, back and forth between the east and the west, and there were areas where they have signs, you know, you just know it, that there's no way you could clear it. So that is a lawsuit ripe. I mean, that is ripe to happen. All right, I promised that we would hit the mailbag, so let's do it.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, this first one comes to us from Martin, who says, Jodi Arias' cape makes me sick. I'm sorry. It should make every man quiver. He met her, just happened to meet her somewhere in Vegas, I think, is what the story goes, or how the story goes, and she ends up being a nutball. There is just no way that you stab someone 30 times, almost cut their head off, and shoot them in the face and don't get death. You know, I understand that we don't want to just kill everyone for murder and have them all take a lethal injection. But in this case, this is a heinous crime, as you would say. Martin, we're on the same page. I think it's heinous. I think the family's distraught. They can't get their heads together because they can't wrap their heads around it. They can't believe it. They listen to this evidence, listen to the trial from end to end. They were at the trial, and they listened to all of the stuff in between, things that were said. And there's, you know, when the person's dead, they have no way to say, well, that's not really how I see it, and that's not the version. But, of course, it's all about the dead guy because she killed him. And there was a family that was pretty close. She, to me, was a very good actress, crying at times, begging them for her life, didn't care before, whatever. She should have gotten the death penalty. And now they're going to redo this thing, too. So more money to the taxpayers in Arizona. When I say redo it, they have to do the penalty phase, which it has to be unanimous in Arizona. So they have to have jurors have a condensed version, sort of like a cheat sheet. Okay, here's what happened. This is the evidence. This, boo, 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 boo. And here you go. Here's the case. Now you decide. It's nuts. It's nuts. This comes to us from Brad, listening in California. Brad says, it was hard for me to write this email to you, Ms. Delaney. I listen to the show quite often whenever I am up late. I have to tell you, as a lifelong Boy Scout, I do not agree with the decision to allow openly gay boys to join the Scouts. Most of the people in my neighborhood wouldn't agree with me. But I think it's a dangerous precedent, and I don't believe that we should intervene with a group like the Boy Scouts and tell them that they need to accept gay young men. What do you say? Well, what the statistics show is that 60% of the 1,400 member National Council, because they have a National Council, they voted on Thursday. They have their meeting not too far from where our satellite facility is here on America Tonight in Grapevine, Texas. And they, you know, they voted. 60% voted. So they say you can't be denied membership on the basis of sexual orientation or preference alone. But they are, what's really strange, and I'll be curious to watch how this all unfolds, is the fact that you can have a gay adult leader. So you can have gay kids, but you can't, and you know, they could be androgynous, they could be something else, but you can't have a leader that is. So, some people are happy with this, and some people think it's a step backwards, and, you know, it depends on your perspective on it, but the question is easy. What happens when you get into certain circumstances? I guess they have to just lay it out, that's all. You know, here's the deal. Younger people coming up there's a lot of things that are, like the gay marriage, talking about issues that affect gay people in general, that aren't issues for young kids. They don't care. It's the sort of the, I don't care what somebody is, I don't care, what their skin color is, I don't care about, you know, who they are or how they label themselves or whatever. Even kids that might become a little more conservative. But that, you know, we'll see. We'll see as they grow up with this. You know, they did a poll heading into this vote. 63% of Americans said they'd support gay kids, or youth, whatever you want to call them, to join the Boy Scouts. So that's about on par with what their vote was. How many Boy Scouts are there? About 2.7 million, something like that. 2.7 million. And what is also, I think, a curious thing about this is, the Mormons, after the vote, said they would work with the Boy Scouts of America. They say, you know, it hasn't been a disqualifying factor before for anyone who wanted to join the troops, so why do we care now? So the groups don't care. The Christian churches and they say the Christian churches and organizations are going to still continue to say you can do the Boy Scouts, but they say they'll serve God by training young men to have good character through their service through communities. So I think it's going to be an individual thing. But the two things are a little at odds, I guess, because you can't have, I think it's because some of the things that have happened in the past with some of the leaders. Here's one from Joseph, America Tonight. Lois Lerner on administrative leave. Fair or foul? You often ask that question. I have to say foul. The reason I say foul is because we are paying Kate for her mistake. She pleads the fifth. She was in charge of the program that cherry-picked applications for tax-exempt status. So now we've got to pay for this woman who's being overpaid while somebody decides whether or not she needs to be fired. Give me a break. Well, yep, we are. That's one way to look at it. We definitely are paying for it. She was before the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday and said she didn't break any laws or agency regulations. But now you have the interim acting commissioner who's, I think, would be ready to boot her. They wanted her resignation, but she would not resign. She wouldn't do it. Coming up, we can count.
Yeah.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Memorial Day party or two, or just finding a place where you can chillax and drink a cold one. You know, I mean, cold iced tea, of course. Doesn't that sound good? Just not have to do anything, no care in the world. Kind of like when you were 7 years old. I hope many of you had that experience where you really weren't thinking about anything. All right, we're thinking about a lot of things here on the show, as usual, throughout the whole thing with Jody Arias and the fact that now they have to go to another penalty phase, have to have a jury, get the shortened version. And that has to be really crazy. How do you do that? Is it like Evelyn Wood's speed reading? Here it is. This is it in a nutshell. Now, go and deliberate. It's kind of a strange deal. Because they weren't unanimous. So was it one or two people that said, no, can't give her the death penalty? And there, it was emotional. It was like an emotional hot box. Somebody I know was covering that that trial and said it's one of the craziest things they've ever seen. I mean, ever. Just the sounds, the horrific sounds of the sister of Travis Alexander, he said was just enough to make you cry when you heard her. And she was stunned. I think she, one of Jody Arias, who took her brother's life in an unbelievable way, practically chopping his head off, wanted her to get the death penalty. We're going to go to We Can Count here in just a second because, you know, it is about the numbers. But before we do that, let's slide over to Richard in Spokane. Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm not a regular listener. I just walked in the house, and you were on, so I listened. And it's obvious you're living in the Matrix. You bought the program. I'm curious as to...
Wait. You're going to name call me. I'm in the Matrix. So where are you? I'm in the Matrix of what?
Well, for lack of better words, let's say total ignorance.
Of what?
The reality that you're living in. Why do you think anybody in the United States, and this is what caught my attention, is innocent till proven guilty?
No, hey, listen, I posed the question, do you think you really get a fair jury trial? Are you kidding?
There
That's
haven't
exactly
been any courts in the United States since 1787, I believe it is. There's no courts anymore. These are hearings, administrative hearings. You look at the flag. The flag has got fringe around it. It's not an American flag. You bought the Matrix. There's no more justice in the United States. The United States is a corporation that's gone bankrupt as of 1933 and has been totally dissolved. It's in receivership. We don't have a president. We have a CEO of a corporation that's in receivership.
I kind of agree with some of your labeling, because you're obviously into the conspiracy labeling thing. So I'm going to have to let you fly on that one. But I agree in theory with some of the stuff you're saying, but you know, battering me around the head with it, sorry, I'm not in your matrix. I definitely am a freewheeling, independent thinker. And here's the scoop. My comments about the fair trial is saying, you know, in this penalty phase for Jody Arias, making the comments that, I mean, it was pretty clear what should have happened here, in my opinion, right? So do I think that we are like a giant corporation? Sure, absolutely. It is all about the money. But because I am the glasses half full person and I don't want to live in a bunker, I'm going to say that I still have hope. Because guess what? We live in a free country, thank goodness, and I'm not living in China. I'm not living someplace else where they are pumping their rhetoric down my throat. So if you feel so despondent and you think that everything is negative in this country, I hope you find a lane where you can grab onto a few ropes of hope, because that's the only way to turn things around that you're not satisfied with. I agree government's too big. I agree that we, you know, look, we're slaves to China in a sense because they owe our debt. Absolutely. But I wasn't even going in that direction. I was simply talking about, can we really get a fair trial? Because the people who would listen to facts, would listen to information, would process it, can we really get that now with the way the system is and people who bag out of jury service? Because they really can't afford to be in the middle of a jury trial when they're working however many jobs, and I think sometimes you get stuck with eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But at the same time, I would take this justice system over being in England, for example. All right, on that note, we're going to rock over to We Can Count. Wow! the IRS to replace Lois Lerner over the targeting scandal, a beginning, but he would have suspended her without pay. Because, of course, what do? They suspended her with pay. So that's a pretty good gig, right? And they're handling this the only way they can handle it, which I think is wrong, with kid gloves. Somebody should have paid for the fact that, you know, they got to have this paper trail. I'm sure they do. And once we finally see the paper trail, it will lead to, I would assume, Lois Lerner or someone in the neighborhood of her, because all the memos clearly state what to look out for in these 501c4s and the tax-exempt status that some of those groups applied for, Tea Party groups or anything with a conservative bent, or even religious groups. They were having the same problem. So they're going to follow the money, they're going to follow the paper trail, and they're going to find out. Let's hope. But how long does it take, and how much pay does she get on this administrative leave? Yeah, it's probably, her pay is well up into the 175, so yeah, we're talking about a pretty good buck that he's right, that she'll get during this entire time as they jump through the hoops to, at least in this case, the committee, to try to find out who targeted anybody that was applying for that status over the last couple of years. Yeah. This is one of those crazy stories where we've been talking about Oklahoma, you know, not too far from where our satellite facility is in Texas. We just went through an EF4. Then the tragedy hits in Oklahoma, EF5. Unbelievable winds. Now, there are some people that I think should crawl into a bunker when there are these high winds, and you have now the third time a tornado has slammed into more Oklahoma. If it costs $5,000, $8,000, it's worth it to try to save up and get that money to get your kids and your family, because it's obviously a place where that can happen. But amid the tragedy, what's interesting, with a tornado bearing down, a mother went into labor, and nurses came to her rescue to deliver, you know, to try to help deliver the baby. And there's the good news there. If you're looking for some kind of a silver lining, as 24 lives were taken, there was one that was born. And Shayla Taylor is studying to become a nurse, and here are these nurses with debris that was lying around everywhere. The outside of the operating room wall was ripped off, but everyone survived in the room. They were waiting to do whatever they could to help that baby, and the baby came out just fine. And I think that is your thumbs up story, that she was able to deliver even with all the chaos around her and all the people stayed so she could have that baby boy. Wow. Good story. We needed to end on an up note.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.